rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Roofers, are you tired of using a bunch of selling tools that don't talk to each other? Streamline your selling process with GAF Project. Manage leads, measurements, presentations, estimates, even payments, right on your iPad. Visit gaf.com/project.
And I'm here at Casadega Hotel in Casadega, Florida. Let's turn this around. Here we go. Sorry, guys. Hi, it's Marlene with Miami Ghost Chronicle Stories of the Supernatural. My videographer, you know, a little bit slow on the uptake with the phones. But anyway, guys, I'm here at Casadega Hotel in Lake Helen, Florida. This is a hotel. I've got my mini-ovulus already running. Inhabited, okay. This is a spiritualist camp that came down here back in the teens. They came out of Lilydale, New York, and they established a spiritualist camp. And as you know, spiritualists believe in the spirit world. And this hotel has been here for, I think, at least the 1920s, I believe. And we stayed here last night. And I decided before I leave that I'm going to do a little bit of sage to clear out the energies, because a lot of people don't realize, especially when they do either a dowsing session or any type of session, that you need to clear out energy, even if there's no entities, which I'm not saying there isn't, because there is. Because as a matter of fact, last night I had my phone, well, after I fell asleep with it next to me, land in the middle of the carpeted area. My earbuds were still there. And earlier today when we went and we had breakfast, the girl there tells us, oh yeah, the ghosts here, they hate electronics. And she says, you're lucky, because she says a couple here had both of their phones end up in the toilet. She says others have their phones like burn out. She says the ghost here, especially in this hotel, because she says she's seen a lot of things. She says they're very active. And as a matter of fact, if you go right outside the door of our room, there's a cavity there where they keep the fire extinguisher. And last night I saw a lot of, like, you know, children's toys, crayons, little matchbox. And Henry says, oh, that's for the children ghost. Paralyzed. Okay, somebody really wants to communicate. Give me a minute. So, and I was like, no, maybe somebody left it there. And sure enough, we confirmed they do. They do leave those toys there for the children ghosts, because they said that they used to keep them out in the main lobby. And they says that, you know, they have cameras, especially in those lobby areas where they had tracked and the movement of these toys. And they put them here basically to distract the children ghosts, because I guess especially at nighttime, because they were getting underfoot, I guess, and disturbing some of the guests. So, you know, yeah, it's as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you guys a quick look so you guys can see what I mean. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, here we go. See what I mean? I don't know if the lighting is good, but I don't want to. But anyway, there's Henry, my videographer. Let me get this back to him. But anyway, all right, guys, let's get back to the thing at hand here, which is I always come prepared, okay, and I've got a little bit of sage, and I usually burn a little bit of sage just to clear out some of the energy. And the reason why I do this is not only to get rid of negative energies or entities, but the truth is, you really don't know who stays here. There's a lot of people here attempting spirit communications. I'm not so worried so much about the psychics here that live here, because they're pretty well versed in what they're doing. But you do get a lot of guests and a lot of people that come here, stay here, or come through here. A lot of spiritual turbulence attached to them. Or a lot of them attempt to do things they shouldn't win because they have no idea what they're doing or what they bring in. So I've learned through many, many, many years of experience that especially if you're going to attempt a dowsing session or any type of spirit communication, It's almost like you want to start with a clean slate. And basically what I'm saying is, you know, I'm banishing any negative energies or entities, only light and love. And this also is a good protection method so that you do basically, because when you're opening up and you're going to do any type of spirit communication, whether it's with the ovulus or with the dowsing rods, you do get a lot of undesirables hanging out. See if they could put their 2 cents worth in or just invade. You got to be real careful with that. And just so you'll know, even though this is my big crystal, I had already sage previous to this. I did a more thorough cleansing before I went live. So anyway, I've got my dowsing rods here. Prior to this, which I wasn't filming, I did communicate, and I wish I could have captured it. It's one of those things. It's after I finished staging. I did communicate with an entity. Then I don't know if she's still here, and I'm going to try again to capture her. And I'm not going to say what her story was, okay? But I'm going to try to get her back on because it was a very disturbing scenario that she communicated about. And just so, even though my ovulus is here running, this is usually how I work with the ovulus. I let it go there, and they communicate at their own pace and tell me what I need to do. Now, working with the ovulus, it's like I said, it's in the background. Working with the dowsing rods, you're limited because you can only ask questions that it's a yes or no kind of thing, you know, so it kind of limits you and it's very slow. And if you've got somebody that's communicating with you that's pointing you in the right direction, you can go right. But if you get one of these discarnates that's kind of confused and really slow, it will take forever. So this is a really good instrument if you know how to use it and if you've got time. Okay, so I'm going to try to communicate with that entity that was here before. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask her something. Okay. Okay. This is what I do. Show me cross for yes. There you go. And show me no. Okay, which is straight out like that. Okay. All right. Is the entity that was here earlier, are you still here? Yes. Are you the farm girl that we spoke to earlier? Yes. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a quick, because I'm not going to go through that whole session all over again. I had a girl that identified herself with the last name of Washington. She says she lived in a farm, less than 150 acres, somewhere in Georgia, and that she died in a murder-suicide with her family. Her father killed her and all her three other siblings and her mother, and then set fire to the house between the years of 1955 to 1960. Okay, and the reason why I say that is when you work with the dowsing rod, sometimes that's how you narrow it down. And that she was in her late teens. Using the ovulus, she gave me two names, which she says her dad's name was Israel Washington. Okay, and her last name was Washington. Now, I'm going to see, and the reason why I'm saying this is that that's when I realized I should be, let me see if I can go and show this on YouTube, but she told me she was the only one here at that time, but let's find out if she's still by herself. Okay, are you still here by yourself? Yes. Okay, so she's still here. Is there anything, another thing she said before? She alluded to the fact, she says she was at peace, that her family, you know, they were dead and they were okay, but that she says that there was unresolved because she claimed that her father basically had been doing away with people since the 1920s and that nobody knew about it, and that supposedly, according to what she communicated, which I'm going to follow up of course and research, especially if it happened in the 50s, was that somehow or other he was under suspicion for something, and that's when he decided to do away with all the family, including her, and that's why she's trying to communicate that she wants it brought to light, because according to her, I guess he was between the ages of 50 to 60, which leads us to believe that he was born maybe a turn of the century, prior to the turn of the century. But according to her, he had been doing away with people or hurting people since the 1920s, and that's her reason for trying to communicate. But let's see if she's got something else to tell us. Do you want to say anything else about your father? No. Yes? No? No. Do you want to say anything else about yourself? Yes. Is there somebody that you wanted to communicate with specifically? Yes. was it a sweetheart or a boy? Yes. Was it someone that you, was this like a boyfriend or somebody you loved? Yes. Were you planning on getting married to him? Yes. Did he know about, obviously he saw what happened to your family. Did everybody understand that you're, okay, I think I understand. Did everybody think that you all died in just a fire? Yes.
Your father didn't like your boyfriend?
No, that's not it. Wait. Did people or the law understand that your dad had killed you all before he set fire to the house? So they knew that you guys had died by his hand? Yes. Okay. All right. So, but did they understand why he had done this? Yes. Okay. So apparently, I guess maybe what, according to her, after he killed him, okay, that, as a matter of fact, I didn't find this out. Did he kill you and your family with a gun? No. Did he kill you and your family with a knife? No.
Did he strangle you?
Did he use his hands to kill you and your family? No. Did he use an axe or a hatchet? Yes. Okay, he used an axe or a hatchet. When he did this, were you all sleeping? Yes. Yes. That's disturbing. I'm hearing some knocking, by the way, in my bathroom, which is right over there. Okay, I just heard right when I asked that, I heard some knocking back there. I don't know if it picked it up or not. Okay, I've got a word. Oh, shoot. It faded. It's probably going to come back again. Okay, as you could tell, when I asked that question about how he did away with them with an axe or a hatchet, that I heard a noise or something back here in the bathroom. This is a really small room, by the way. This is a small room. There's no TV in here, so there's nothing else that's displaced. As a matter of fact, I'm at the end of the hallway. And I'm here on a weekday, obviously. There's not that many people staying here. It's not like I've got a bunch of people traipsing around. And I just heard a noise back there. Take a quick look. Hold on. What I already know, there's nothing, nobody there. This is a very small bathroom, so I just heard a noise. And something came to the obvious. So, did you hear that, Henry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's something, even though she's telling me that she was at peace or that she understood about her death, there's something still, obviously, there, no surprise there of the manner that he killed her. Okay. Is your father here? No, he's not here. Okay. Did your father understand why he did that? Yes.
Did your father approve of your boyfriend?
Okay, that was another thing. In the prior questioning, we asked her if her dad had abused her mom and her siblings and molested them, and she said yes. So apparently this was a very dysfunctional setting for this poor family. Like I said, which I'm going to absolutely follow up and see if it's the truth. But let's see. This boy that you loved, did your dad approve of him? No. Did your dad allow you to have boyfriends? Yes. But he just didn't like him? No. Okay. Did you go and meet this boy in secret? Yes. Did you want to let him know that you're okay? No. Okay. Is there something else that you want to communicate to me right now? No. Are you going to stay or are you going to leave? Are you going to leave? Yes. Okay. Which, by the way, this is very typical. The ovulus has gone down. I've heard some noises. And truth be told, you can only sustain the spirit communication for them, their energy, for X amount of time. It's like everything. It peters out. Aim. Okay, all right, let's see. Was that you, farm girl? Yes. I know you're trying to tell me something with aim. Is this something that was, yes. Claude. Okay. Was your boyfriend's name Claude? Yes. Oh, God. She's so hard. That's when you see those things swinging like that. So this boy that you love, yes. She's like even getting ahead of me. She's answering it before I get the words out of my mouth. Okay. His first name was Claude. Yes. Is he still alive? Yes. Do you want to send a message to him? Yes.
Does he live here in Florida?
No. Does he still live in Georgia? Yes, which makes sense because that's where the farm is at. So does he still live in the area? Yes. So does he live in that small town that you were close to? Yes. Okay. Is this in southern Georgia? Yes. Beginner. Are you calling me a beginner? Let's see. Calling me a beginner, spawn girl? Yes, thanks. Brother. Okay. Is this your brother? Yes. Was there any of your... Was this a brother that was not killed? No. Was this a brother that died along with you? Yes. Okay. Is he okay? Is he at peace? No.
Is he angry because of what your father did to you?
Is he angry? Is his spirit still not at peace? No. Okay. Let's see. Let's find out here. How old was your brother? Let's see. Was he between 10 and 15 years of age? Was he between 5 and 10 years of age? Was he between newborn and 5 years of age? Okay, so here you have, she's telling us that she has, okay, I think I'm getting it. And it's not coincidental that we were talking about the children's toys being out there. Does your little brother, is he stuck because he doesn't understand what happened to him? Yes. Is he still at the location where your farm was at? No. Is he accused? Wow. Okay. Is he bound to this earth?
Perhaps.
Yes. Perhaps. Okay. Is he with that boy you loved? Yes. That's why she's trying to communicate with him.
Yeah.
Because maybe... Monk? Monk? Okay. I'm going to ask, this is a really unusual question, but... Did either one of them, I mean, not either, but did your boyfriend become a monk? No. Okay, maybe I'll understand what that monk thing is about. Okay, is there any type of religious house close to your property or where he's at? Yes. Okay, and I think what she's doing is she's trying to point me in the right direction as far as research is concerned. So because South Georgia, that's pretty big. She had told me in the earlier... communications that it did make the papers where the family, you know, had died in this fire in from what she's saying also, that they were aware that this was a certain murder-suicide scenario. So, but I know she's trying to narrow it down. Do you want to get your brother crossed over into the light? Yes. Can we do it remotely? No. Do we need to find out who he's with? Yes. You said this was the boy that used to love you, or that you loved? Yes. Are you saying that he's attached to his house? Yes. Okay. Did this happen when the boy went to the farm where this had occurred? Yes. Okay, so what she's saying is, when this happened, I guess her boyfriend went out to this location, and her little brother, eat. Was your little brother, is this about your little brother? No. Is this about you? No. Is this a, I don't know where to go with this. Okay, you're going to have some, okay. And that's the thing, you know, trying to come up with probable questions. Okay, darling, do you want me to try to haunt? Okay. All right, let's see. Is your little brother haunting the boy you used to love? Yes. Okay. You said that, I want to clarify this. When? Okay. I need to clarify this. Was Claude, you said, the boy, your boyfriend's name? Yes. Okay. Not your little brother's name? No. Okay, I just wanted to make sure Claude is the boyfriend's name. So, I got something enough to go with. I'm getting a really bad headache, okay? And this usually happens when you're getting jammed up with all this spirit stuff, plus I'm still going to go walk the streets of Casadega. There's a lot of stuff that's happened besides, obviously, we're in the middle of a spiritualist camp. Mind. See what I'm saying? I'm getting a headache. And of course, because in my mind, of course. And I understand that's what happens. Back in 95, one of the spiritualists that used to live here, somebody broke into his house, bludgeoned him to death, stole credit cards and a caddy, and they caught up to the guy because this one wasn't that intelligent, besides being a murderer in Vegas because he took the guy's Cadillac. But back in 95, I'm going to go by that street. I'm also going to walk around. I'm going to do what's called a cemetery run all the way back into Miami. Stop along some cemeteries. Obviously, I'm going to stop here in Lake Helen, go to that devil's chair. Let's see what happens. Because contrary to what everybody thinks, yes, the nighttime is great. It's scarier. And sometimes people think you pick up on more things because, of course, it's dark and it's quieter and you kind of hear stuff. But you would be surprised what you pick up during the daytime. And let me explain to you. If you've got, and I'm not talking about residual stuff. Yes, absolutely, you're going to pick up residual stuff. But if you're in an area that's close to where people live, that, you know, if they're reenacting what they used to do during the daytime, you know, a lot of them are stuck on that cycle, okay, that they were out and about. If you're close to a farm or a house, these people are doing their thing. And that's why sometimes you do pick up things in the daytime that you do not pick up at nighttime. So, yes, it's scarier, but as far as paranormal evidence, it is surprising and a lot more convincing, some of the stuff that you find when you're out in the field during the daytime. Because if they're still on the same time schedule, and us human beings, you know, that we follow our routines, this is when you were awake, when you were active, when you were doing your thing, whether it was working, if you were a man or a woman, if you were a housewife. And some of these spirits that are attached to the earth plane, they're still doing their thing. And this is the time that they were active and running around and doing their thing. So let's see what happened, guys. And see who else I run into. And absolutely, I'm going to follow up and I'm going to research about this family that this entity described, that it seems like under really horrific circumstances that they met their ends. And I'm glad to hear that she's saying that she's at peace, but obviously she's still worried about her little brother who appears got attached to her boyfriend. So I'll be seeing you guys. I'll probably be going live on Periscope and Facebook during the day. But I hope you guys like this. Take care.
Get to Kohl's this weekend and save during the Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off. Get fleece for the family, $15.99 and under. The new Fitbit Inspire 2 is $99.99. And save on family denim, $17.59 and under. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Find a little more this fall. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offers valid September 30th through October 4th. 20% off with promo code FAMILYSHOP. Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.